This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Navaratra concludes with Vijaya Dasami yesterday, receiving Tika and Jamara from elders to continue till full moon. Prime Minister Sushila Karki meets the families of Genji movement martyrs. NDRRMA urges caution for 4 days starting today amid rain forecast in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. And Russian President Vladimir Putin warns of harsh response to Europe's militarization. Now, the news in detail. The nation celebrated Vijaya Dasami, the 10th day of Dasai, yesterday. On this most significant day of the festival, people received Tika and Jamara from elders as a symbol of blessings, prosperity and the triumph of good over evil. Those who could not receive Tika yesterday can still do so until Kozagat Purnima, the full moon night that marks the conclusion of the Dasai festival. Meanwhile, in Matihani of Mohottari district, Ravan Bad was celebrated yesterday with a symbolic slaying of a 10-headed effigy of Ravan near the Durga temple, marking the Lord Ram's victory. The ritual, rooted in the legend of the Trita Yuga, carries a special significance in Mithila, the homeland of Sita. The effigy will be immersed in a nearby river today in a musical procession. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel received Vijaya Dasami Tika and blessings from priest Arjun Adhikari and Debraj Arial at the auspicious hour of 11:53 a.m. yesterday at Sital Nivas. Afterwards, the president offered Tika to First Lady Savita Paudel and other family members. However, in view of the current adverse situation in the country, the president did not offer Tika to the general public this Dasai. Likewise, on the occasion of Vijaya Dasami, Prime Minister Sushila Karki visited the families of those who lost their lives during the Genji movement. She paid condolences at the homes of Saurabh Kumar Shrestha in Banasthali, Kanchi Nagarkoti in Swayambhu and Buddhi Bahadur Tamang in Maitri Nagar. During the visit, the Prime Minister assured the families that the dreams of the martyrs would be fulfilled and their sacrifices would not go in vain. She placed government support and encouraged them to reach out in times of difficulty. Families, in turn, expressed their personal presence, gave them relief and the sense of government backing. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister's Secretariat has clarified that in this painful situation, she will neither receive nor offer Dasan Tika to the public this year. The new Kumari, or the living goddess Aryatara, paid homage to Talizu Bhavani yesterday. It is believed that the Kumari received divine power after this ritual. According to the Kumari Ghar Management Committee, Kumari Aryatara was taken from Basantapur's Kumari Ghar to the Talizu temple, stopping at the Bhairav and Ganesh temples along the way. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Gissing inspected BP Highway, Mid Hill Highway and surrounding roads and bridges during the Dasai holiday. On site in Kabri Palansuk, Sindhuli and Ramesab district, the minister, who also oversees urban development and energy ministries as well, reviewed flood and landslide damaged structures and instructed officials to carry out urgent repairs. He directed the construction of temporary bailey bridges and culverts to replace collapsed bridges and ordered potholes to be filled for smoother traffic management. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, has urged the public to avoid long-distance travel unless in an emergency for the next 4 days beginning today in 5 provinces, Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini. According to NDRRMA spokesperson Shanti Mahat, the urge follows a weather forecast from the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicting moderate to very heavy rainfall in various districts from October 3rd to 6th. The downpour is expected due to a monsoon trough shifting from the Bay of Bengal towards Nepal. The NDRRMA warned that the rainfall may trigger floods and landslides, especially in hilly and low-lying areas. Water levels in major rivers such as Bagmati, Kamala and Kosi are expected to rise significantly, potentially reaching dangerous levels. The authority highlighted risk of seasonal floods in small rivers across several districts, including Kathmandu Valley, Kabri Polansuk, Sindhupalsuk, Rasua, Makwanpur and Chitwan of Bagmati Province, Songkhua Sabha, Taplejung, Ilam, Chapa and Morang of Kosi Province, and Bara, Parsa, Sarlahi, Rautahat and surrounding areas of Madhes Province. The NDRRMA has advised the public to avoid long distance and nighttime travel unless necessary. District disaster management committees have been urged to assess local road conditions and consider restricting vehicle movement if required. Residents near riverbanks have been asked to remain alert and identify safer, higher ground in case evacuation becomes necessary. The authority has also called on security agencies, local governments, volunteers and relevant organizations to be on standby for emergency response. This includes ensuring that heavy machinery are ready for deployment on vulnerable roads and highways. Meanwhile, the district administration office in Lalitpur echoed these warnings, urging the public to avoid travel in the five provinces during the advisory period. It also flagged potential risk of flash floods, landslides and road damage, particularly along the Kanti Highway and routes connecting Bagmati and Kunjumchum rural municipalities. Residents in high-risk areas have been asked to take extra precautions, while local authorities and security bodies have been directed to prepare for possible disaster response and mitigation efforts. Likewise, the Makwanpur District Administration Office has announced a three-night vehicular movement ban. According to the decision, Kanti Lokpath, the highway connecting Hetauda to Lalitpur, will be closed from 4 p.m. to 6 a.m. till October 6th. Likewise, vehicular traffic on the Hetauda-Bhaise-Kathmandu section will be halted from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. during the same period. Similarly, the District Disaster Management Committee of Kabri Polansuk has decided to halt all non-essential vehicular movement from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. on the BP Highway until the 7th of October in view of potential risk. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has called on authorities to ensure disaster management efforts are both effective and focused on the people. During a virtual meeting yesterday, Minister Arial stressed maintaining good governance and uninterrupted public services even during disasters. The meeting included senior officials from the Home Ministry, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, chiefs and focal persons from security agencies and district-level officials from all 77 districts. Two people were killed and 13 others injured in a bus accident at Giribandhu Tea State in Birtamur, Chapa yesterday. The deceased have been identified as 46-year-old Dinesh Kumar Bhattarai of Itahari and 42-year-old Rajkumar Chaudhary of Rangeli, who was also the driver's assistant. The Sagarmatha Yatra bus was heading to Kakarbhitta from Biratnagar when the accident occurred. All injured passengers are receiving treatment at BNC Hospital. Police said the bus driver fled the scene and a search is underway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged a significant response to what he calls Europe's militarization, dismissing fears of a Russian attack on NATO as nonsense. Speaking at the Valdai International Discussion Club, Putin accused European nations of fueling hysteria to justify rising military spending and blamed them for obstructing peace in Ukraine. Relations between Moscow and the European Union have sharply deteriorated since Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. While Ukraine and some NATO allies accused Russia of deliberate airspace violations, Moscow has denied the claims and continued to demand that Kiev abandon NATO membership and cede occupied territories. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of hilly and Torai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, including Madhes province and a few places of the remaining part of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati and Karnali province and the Tarai region of Lumbini province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently there is an influence of both monsoon and local winds across the country. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 17 to 19 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Navaratra concludes with Vijaya Dasami yesterday, receiving tika and jamara from elders to continue till full moon. Prime Minister Sushila Karki meets the families of Genji movement martyrs. NDRRMA urges caution for 4 days starting today amid rain forecast in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. And Russian President Vladimir Putin warns of harsh response to Europe's militarization. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.